My little sister kicked me out of our city made of blocks, even though I made it. What a goofball.
You're not the only one that's happened to. Jesus went through the same thing. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I'm so glad that you're listening. My name is Zach. Have you ever built a pretend city or put together a toy for your little sibling and then they wouldn't even let you play with it? That's a bit silly of them, but it's a little bit like what Jesus went through. See, the whole world was made through Jesus, but when he came to earth, hardly anybody accepted him as the Savior. And this is what John 1:10 says. Though the whole world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. Our story for today is called, They Didn't Know Him. Damon leaned back in his chair and started whistling. "Done with your math already?" Mom asked. "Yep, I'm the fastest fourth grader in this school." Mom laughed. "You're the only fourth grader. I know it's time for your break, but could you play with Letty for a little bit while I make lunch?" Damon nodded and sat down on the living room floor. Letty set her coloring book aside and sat down next to him. Damon took some fence from Letty's toy barn and made a fenced area. He had already built some block houses while playing with Letty that morning. He found a farmer and a construction worker and put them inside the town's walls. Damon took the construction worker and said in a deep voice, "This is the best town I've ever made. We need more people for my town." Letty picked up the farmer and pushed the construction worker aside. "It's not your town, it's mine. And there's not enough room for you here." Damon jumped his construction worker up on a wall. "What? I put the walls up and made the houses, and I even put you here, Miss Farmer. What do you mean?" Letty turned the farmer's back to Damon's construction worker and said, "I'm sorry, but you have to leave." Mom stood in the doorway and said, "This reminds me of what we read in the Bible this morning." Damon got up from the floor. "You mean the part about Jesus coming to his own people and they wouldn't receive him, even though he made them and the whole world?" "Yes," Mom answered. "They didn't believe Jesus was who he said he was. But after Jesus died on the cross and rose again, his disciples convinced them that Jesus was both Lord over everything and the one sent to save them. When they realized they'd rejected the Son of God, some of them asked for forgiveness and trusted Jesus to save them." Letty's little farmer drove her tractor through a fence. "Can you help me, Damon?" she pleaded. "It's broken." As Damon put the fence back up, Mom said, "At least she knows who to call for help." Well, how about you? Do you know that Jesus made you and the whole world? The Bible says that all things were made by God through Jesus. He has the power over everything, yet Jesus became human and died for our sins so we could be saved. Have you trusted him as your Lord and Savior? The Bible says that anyone who calls on the name of the Lord and receives Jesus as their Savior becomes a child of God. To learn more about what it means to become a child of God, just get your parents' permission first. Then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse for today is John 1:10.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him.
And our key thought for today, trust Jesus as Lord and Savior. Do you know how many days it is until Christmas? Celebrate this year with the Keys for Kids radio countdown to Christmas. There'll be Christmas music, Christmas special episodes of our radio shows, plus extra special Christmas musicals. And don't forget about our Christmas podcast. To join all your holiday faith and fun, go to keysforkids.net and tap on Countdown to Christmas in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.